This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5. Have your preferred tax accountant come to you and maximise your tax return with Quacks. Quacks equals quick tax. QUAX.com.au.
We're talking about the times that you've been mooned. And I tell you what, the phones have blown right up, Lise. If this was ever a time to say, Victoria, what are you doing by banning the mooning to the point where it could land an offender 2 months in jail and repeat offenders up to 6 months? This is it. We've got Helen in Les Murdy. Good morning to you.
Hello, Helen.
Yeah, good morning, Lisa. How are you going?
Really well, thank you.
I used to live in Les Murdy when I was a kid. I mean, you couldn't get down Welshpool Road without at least one mooning.
Yes.
Yes.
Mine is quite a funny one, actually. We were in a jetty in Carnarvon, and the Royal Australian Navy was, had been up there doing games. And there was about 15 fishermen on the end of a jetty. And you know how when they go out and they're all saluting on the edge of the...
Yes.
They all drop their pants to the massive moon to the Royal Australian Navy. They couldn't move. They had to stay rigid. They were going...
That is absolutely brilliant.
You did just remind me of the beauty of the ocean moon. I mean, there's nothing like two boats passing each other on their way to Rotto and everything. And it's that seaman's salute to each other that they've got to hang a bottom over.
It's like a beacon.
Yes.
There are some really pale, pasty bottoms out there, Helen. You're right. Oh, we got Peter in Willerton. Hey, mate.
How you going, Pete?
Good.
Hey, Peter. Tell us your mooning story.
Well, mate and I went to Bangkok about 6 years ago.
Yes.
And,
this is funny already.
Yeah. And we did the tour of the bridge on the River Kwai, which is quite a lovely tour with a lot of elderly people and so forth. And we're driving along. And we went to this main intersection, heading towards Kachinchamburi, which is the town where... There's the farmer. He had a little farm on the corner there, and he must have been used to... buses coming past all the time, and he stood there, and we've all sort of looked at him, and he started waving all friendly like, and then suddenly he just dropped the pants, right, showed us all what he had for brekkie, and then he turned around, and may I say that a lot of the ladies yelled out, "Gee, look at that donkey standing on a tight leash!"
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, and then he waved it round and had a great old time, and all the ladies, there was a couple of girls that almost had a heart attack.
And did the tour operator make reference to where the name of the, name Bangkok came from?
Yeah, it might have been from him, I think.
I think so. Thank you, Pete.
Oh, yes, thank you. 1,000 times thank you, Pete. Doug in, oh, God, Two Rocks, okay, yep.
Hello, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
How are you going, guys?
I'm all right. I don't know about Pete.
We're having a banger, mate.
I can make it through one more story. Pete, maybe not.
Okay.
I copped it when I was playing footy, mate, many years ago. I was lining up for a shot on goal from about 25 out on a slight angle.
Right.
And the bloke's jumping up and down on the mark, and the next thing he turned around just as I was running in to take the kick, turns around and drops his draws and shows me the big moon and bugger me if I don't kick it behind.
Well done.
Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talkin' Telly, this is Justin Hamilton. Yes. Talkin' Telly.
Not a big sort of moment in Amish land, but here, most of us do watch the telly. What's going on?
Well, before we get into it, I'm going to have to make one admission and also give one warning. And first up, the admission. I began watching the latest episode of Embarrassing Bodies and I was about 10 minutes into it before I realised I was watching the show I reviewed last week, which was Operation Thailand.
Oh, wow.
So I think the show was running late, so it had thrown the timer out of whack. And so I'm sitting there going, wow, this is really familiar. And they're in Thailand again. Anyway, it was the
I've
wrong
got an
show.
Idea for a new show, though.
That's right. Gold.
Embarrassing Bodies in Thailand. So then when I started watching Embarrassing Bodies, I had a moment where I thought, God, I wish I was still watching Operation Thailand, which is a sentence I never thought I'd hear myself say. Now, a little warning, if this review was later in the day, I'd be a little bit more honest about the language used in the show. But since people listening might be eating breakfast or thinking of eating breakfast, I'm going to dance around certain words so they can still enjoy food, if that makes sense.
Look out for the satire.
The show is many things, including confronting, off-putting, saddening, and gag-worthy, but I can't work out if it's good. Basically, this is a show about people who suffer from all sorts of body issues, who see these two doctors who then tell them what they're going to have to do to get them back on track. One of the doctors is a man called Dr. Christian, who likes to wear puce-coloured shirts and speaks to you in a way that is so calm, you wouldn't be surprised if his whole family was embalmed in the cellar. You know those kind of...
Yes.
Oh, this is too much going on here. His cohort is Dr. Pixie, who unfortunately is not magical at all.
God. Amazing.
I would rebook. You're with Dr. Pixie. No, I'm not.
No, I'm not. I'm going to see any other doctor.
I want a grown up.
I want this sorted. I don't want to be impressed by a magic trick. So I had a lot of sympathy for the people in the show who suffer from all sorts of problems, but I'm just not sure if it's entertainment. Like, this show had an in-depth conversation with a man who'd lost so much weight, he was resembling a Shih Tzu puppy. He said he couldn't see his giggle stick unless his giggle stick was standing to attention.
Oh my God.
No, please, let's not move on. Let's just take a moment to appreciate the term giggle stick.
Anyway, giggle stick was the name of my band from the 90s. Played at a number of big day outs and we did quite well. So you go from gruesome groins to bulging boobs to other words that I promised I wouldn't use now in the morning. And the horror stories were so confronting, you could imagine Freddy Krueger sitting there going, "That's too much." Yeah. I've been attempting to work out what type of show that this would appeal to, the kind of people that would enjoy it. Maybe the viewers are sadistic aunties. You know how sadistic aunties sometimes might see a blackhead on the back of your neck and then boom, they're getting stuck into you. So maybe they're enjoying it.
Just the generally plain who want to feel better about themselves.
Maybe the generally plain
porn.
Right. The vanilla people.
Yeah. Look at this. You're not so bad, you know.
I don't know who enjoys this, but I will say that person is not me. Embarrassing Bodies, Tuesday, 10:20 p.m.-ish, depending on what's on before it. No thumbs willing to talk about what they've seen.
I had a car crash yesterday, and just the sound of plastic breaking and glass shattering and metal crumpling, it was just a sound that keeps sending chills
but
up
my spine.
The airbags
didn't go off.
They didn't deploy. The airbags did not deploy. How hard do I have to have a car crash for the airbags to deploy? I'm not going to test that theory. Lise came up with this one.
Minnie Riperton loving you.
Beautiful.
Not good.
And we've got yours as well. Liam in Balladura. Is there a worse sound than those?
The sound of breaking a bone.
Oh, yeah. Have you broken any?
I've broken multiple, yeah.
Loads of them?
Just about all of them.
Oh, what? Just about all of them?
So that's, what is it, 256 odd bones or something like that?
Maybe not all of them, but pretty much I could have an x-ray except for my whole body except left leg.
From what?
Being a bloke, pretty much.
Yeah,
being a bloke.
The guys from the Pepsi ad. Wow. And does any bone sound worse than others? Maybe I guess your shoulder is closest to your ear.
Yeah, the worst one was my shoulder. Came down on that one, and it was just like a crunch.
Oh.
And yeah, it was kind of like how you said with the car crash, the metal all crushing together. It's like that, but you feel it as well.
Erin in Girraween, hello.
Good morning.
Erin, worse sound than those ones?
For me, the worst sound in the world was having my sister, without permission, after being told no, singing a cappella wind beneath my wings at our mother's.
No, she didn't.
Wind beneath my wings?
She did, yes.
Okay, look.
Mum never knew that she was her hero.
A cappella, and she just got up and sang it. And you guys, did you guys know that she had a propensity to do this sort of thing if allowed?
she does enjoy a sing. And look, don't get me wrong, she's a good singer.
Okay.
But it was more around, you know, there was a bit of a waver in the voice because of the emotions
of
involved.
Of course.
And it was just like not really the time and place for your voice audition, love.
Okay.
You know, it was, and, you know, she said when we were planning the funeral, like, oh, I'd really like to sing for mum. And we were like, nope, no singing, nope.
Like no, Python. Stop that, no singing.
Not happening.
Well, oh, and wow, mum would have loved it, I imagine. So.
Just loved it. We've got time for one more. We do. Sean in Waikiki, 1333-53. Is there a worse sound than a car crash?
Yeah, there's some Russian singer called Vitas that has like a high-pitched noise. Yeah.
All right. Worse than Minnie. Let's have a listen. Are you for real? That sounds like Marika. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, that's rough.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Quack's mobile tax accountants are quick and cost effective. You can pay by credit card or deduct from your return. Quack's equals quick tax. QUAX.